A collection of interviews from 1 plus 1, presented by Barry Cassidy, Kurt Fernley and Stan Grant.
Welcome to 1 plus 1. I'm Kurt Fernley. My guest today is 2021 Australian of the Year, Grace Tame. When Grace was only 15 years old, she was repeatedly sexually abused by her teacher in a Tasmanian high school. In the aftermath, Grace was prevented by law from sharing her story publicly until, through much campaigning, Grace was able to help change those laws. We caught up in Mona in Hobart to talk about grit, determination, and her love of art. Grace Tame, welcome to 1 plus 1. You're a keen artist. Were you always a creative kid?
I was always doing something. I was always doodling and sketching, and my mum's really creative and she always encouraged me to, you know, explore that side of myself. I have fond memories of growing up and doing various different projects, making cards and screen printing, making our own stencils and that sort of thing. And I always loved to draw, like, you know, different characters and sketch faces and that sort of thing.
You did get to tour the US with John Cleese.
I did do that.
How does something like that take place?
Well, so I was living in the US. I moved there when I was 18. I just turned 18. I was studying there for a couple of years at a community college. I was studying liberal arts and film, theatre arts, screenwriting, that kind of thing. And in my last semester there, I went down to LA with a friend of mine, and we went to an art gallery. And I took a picture, or my friend took a picture of me sitting outside the gallery on a bench, and I tagged the gallery Instagram handle in the post, and the gallery owner must have seen it and then looked through my Instagram profile, which included some of my sketches, because it's something I've always done as a hobby,